Now, today, as mentioned earlier, we're talking about something that affects so many of our households here in South Africa. That's debt, financial pressure, and ultimately the journey towards financial freedom. On the line with me is Gilda Chukutswane from Wells of Value Foundation, whose Financial Freedom Center initiative that focuses on things like financial education, on coaching and economic inclusion, helping individuals, families and communities to make better financial decisions. Now we're going to unpack and talk a little bit more about how we can prevent or overcome debt, make smarter choices, obviously, with our money and start building a more financially secure future. Gilda, thank you for the afternoon. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you so much, Brett. I'm well. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
It is an absolute pleasure, and we're so happy to hear that. We'll make this conversation available as a podcast. Gilda, let's start with this Wells of Value Foundation. Tell us a little bit more about the organization, what you do, and why financial education is so important to you.
Wells of Value exists to change lives through financial education, coaching, and economic inclusion. And financial education is very important to us because it equips people with biblically based knowledge, practical steps and tools and wisdom to prevent or overcome debt, and really helping us establish financial stability, building generational wealth, and stewarding God's resources, because everything that we own actually does not belong to us. It belongs to God.
Absolutely. I love that. Now, Gilda, your own personal journey with debt and financial freedom started with a very powerful realization when you and your husband sold your home in 2016. So when did you discover, when you calculated what you had actually paid for that home?
Yeah, so what I discovered really broke my heart back then. So after 6 years of bond repayments, we actually calculated that we had paid approximately $1 million in interest alone.
Wow.
You know, that money had not reduced the original cost of our income.
Exactly.
It was simply just the price we had paid for borrowing money. So that was too painful.
Very painful.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's what happens to so many of us.
Yeah,
exactly. So we often look at whether we can afford the monthly installment, Gilda, rather than what, you know, something will ultimately cost us. So why can that be such a dangerous way of looking at debt?
So focusing only on the monthly installment can hide the true cost of debt. Because small repayments may seem affordable and you're like, I can afford this, you know, but interest can cause us to pay two or three times the original price. And it can keep us from, or even keep us in debt for years, you know, limiting our ability to save, invest and give and just build wealth.
Now, you describe debt, compound interest and time as the villain, Gilda. So can you explain how these three things can dramatically increase the cost of something like a home or a car?
So those three, debt, compound interest and time, can quietly multiply the true cost of what we buy. So the longer we stay in debt, the more interest we pay. For example, if we buy a home for R1 million through a 20-year bond, we could actually ultimately pay R3 million, you know, almost three times the original purchase price. And even a finance car can also cost far more than its purchase price, even while it's losing its value. Because remember, cars, the value goes down when you buy them. You know, obviously, when you buy houses, the value goes up. So we should consider the total cost, not just the monthly payment. You know, so together, debt, interest, and time can actually become a financial trap if we're not careful.
Now, after that experience, Gilda, you made the decision to approach your next home differently and ultimately set yourself the goal of buying it cash. Now, for someone who thinks that that sounds impossible, how can they start working towards that kind of financial freedom?
Yeah, it all starts with believing, Brett, that it's possible. Because, I mean, even when I started back then, I did not believe it was possible. It was actually a challenge from God, and I struggled with it. And until I said, you know what, I'm just going to trust and believe that if God says I can do this, it means I can. So it starts with believing that it is possible and then taking that one baby step at a time. So we outline these steps in our course. So we do have our financial freedom courses, and we actually say financial freedom is a journey. It's not an event. You know, with God's wisdom, discipline, patience, what seems impossible today can actually become a reality tomorrow.
I love that. So what about someone, and lots of people listening to your voice now, Gilda, and there are so many of us who's already in debt and we just feel overwhelmed. What is the first practical step, in your opinion, that we can take to start getting back on track?
The first step is to get knowledge. You know, one of the scriptures says people perish because of lack of knowledge. So the key is to get that knowledge, develop new skills, create new habits, and most importantly, join us, because we are here to help you. We've been going through this journey. We've been helping so many people. We don't need to do it alone. And with a clear plan and consistent action, you know, financial freedom is possible.
I also talk about choosing financial freedom over appearances, Gilda. So with so much pressure to have the latest car, the biggest house or lifestyle, people are always trying to, you know, be ahead of other people and you know, work against their timelines. So how can people learn to make decisions based on what they can afford?
It all starts with knowing our values and our goals, you know, not comparing ourselves with others. So instead of asking, can I afford the monthly installment? Ask, what will this ultimately cost me? You know, will it move me closer to my goals? Will it move me closer to financial freedom? Because remember, delayed gratification creates freedom, peace, and lasting wealth tomorrow. You know, it might look like you are actually limiting yourself today, but it's more about, will I have this freedom tomorrow or later on in life? Yeah.
Gilda, you encourage parents and young people to start thinking about money differently. So what are some of the financial lessons that parents can teach their children early before they start making the same financial mistakes?
We believe that as parents, we need to open up with our children and share our financial mistakes, so they don't have to make to repeat the same mistakes that we made. You know, it doesn't make sense for our children to pay two or three times the original purchase price of homes and cars and like that. So let's lead them by example, you know, by getting out of debt ourselves and encouraging our children to prevent it, you know, by equipping themselves with knowledge on how to build or to buy everything cash, including cars and houses, because it is possible. Just because, you know, we didn't do it does not mean that our children have to follow the same way of doing things and waste so much money by paying two or three times the original purchase prices.
And finally, Gilda, this isn't a message of condemnation. It's one of hope. So what would you say to someone listening now who feels that they've already made too many financial mistakes to change their situations?
We say that your mistakes do not have to define your future. You may not be able to change yesterday's decisions, but you can make a better decision today. You know, start where you are. It is never too late to begin. And we offer our online courses. They're actually free. They can be completed independently or by joining group sessions. So we have our final group sessions of the year actually beginning next week. We have our 5-week Start Smart course, which runs from the 8th of September until the 6th of October, from 6:30 in the evening until 8 p.m., all online. You can be anywhere in the world. And then our 7-week Overcome Debt course runs from the 10th of September until the 29th of October, also from 6:30 until 8 in the evening.
That's great. And for someone listening, just in closing, Gilda, wants to take that first step, whether they're looking to overcome existing debt or simply want to start their financial journey on the right foot, how can they get in touch with the Financial Freedom Center? I know you spoke about the courses now, that's online, that's free. So, but how can people get directly in touch with you guys?
So they can actually send us a WhatsApp. So if they have debt, they can WhatsApp Overcome Debt, their name and surname, to 076-888-8726. And then if they have no debt and they want to start smart, WhatsApp Start Smart, their name and surname, to the same number, 076-888-8726. And we'll gladly help them begin their journey towards financial freedom, one baby step at a time. So we actually want to say, let's raise a generation that believes that it is possible to buy everything, including homes and cars, cash, by preparing, saving, investing, and living intentionally and responsibly.
That is Gilda Chukwuane from Wells of Value Foundation, whose Financial Freedom Center initiative focuses on financial education, coaching, and economic inclusion, helping us this afternoon through this conversation to make better financial decisions. Thank you, Gilda, for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Brad. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk soon.
All right. Yeah. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We'll make this conversation obviously available as a conversation. Financial freedom, we all want it. Financial stability, we all want it. We've got to take that first step. Thanks again, Gilda. Appreciate it. You win the fight.